8 minutes to 10 it is on the news hour of Racing HQ. You've had the final 14 read out to you for the Blue Diamond barrier draw at 11 o'clock this morning. But let's go and have a chat with Bo Mertens. He's got the ride on Brooklyn Hustle here for Jason Warren. Morning to you, Bo.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. Is this the first ride in a Blue Diamond?
Yes, it is. Yeah, my first one. So very exciting.
What a thrill for you. And on a filly who's high class.
Yeah, she is proven to be very high class. Obviously, we saw her first start at Mooney Valley. And look, I don't think it was no fluke how she won there. And obviously, raced a little bit fresh a couple of weeks ago at Caulfield, but galloped her this morning. And she seems to be coming on very well.
As your old man said, you know, as you've taken advice about understanding the pressures around Group 1s?
Yeah, we've had plenty of talks about all that sort of stuff, but this week he sort of let me do my own thing. He doesn't want to put too much thought into mate, obviously, but I definitely have spoke about the Group 1 pressure.
I talk of Peter, who has been retired for a few years, but he has the knowledge. You mentioned Brooklyn Hustle the other day. Ben Mallum rode there in that prelude. You rode her back when she won that debut run at Mooney Valley. She just looks to... Jason said to me a couple of times since the Caulfield run, Bo, that timing's everything with her, that he's confident now that she's going to be 100% for Saturday.
Yeah, I think so too. Eh? Like I said, I think she's come a long way since that first start at Mooney Valley and even from the couple of weeks ago started at Caulfield. So, like I said earlier, that she had a jump start. She had a little gallop at Caulfield this morning, which I was very, very pleased with. She showed me a little bit in that. And I think coming off that, she's going to take it a long way into Saturday.
Is she just a filly that likes getting back and getting relaxed?
Not necessarily back. She's a horse who can go forward. Like, she has got a little bit of speed if she wants to. The only reason we went back at Mooney Valley was because she had sort of just on the start a little bit and was all new to it all. But if she jumps clear, I'm not going to be holding her back. If she can get a spot midfield, I'd be more than happy with that.
Yeah, understand. But she has got that good finish to her, hasn't she?
Yeah, she got a real nice turn of foot. I said this morning, I galloped her and just gave her a little flat the last 200 and she picked up when I needed her to, so good to see that, and nice little blow too, so I think it'll top her off just perfect for Saturday.
And prior to the barrier draw, which is being done later this morning, who do you rate? Is it one of Anthony Friedman's, or what else have you spotted in the preludes and previews?
Yeah, obviously, the I'm Immortal Colt, he seems to be going very well. Obviously, him being a front runner, I think it will suit us if he can go hard in front and just us get the sucker on behind. But obviously, there's a few nice horses in there. You've got Loving Gabby, which won well on debut, and Bella Rosso, which is a nice horse as well. And look, it seems like a nice enough field. You got Anthony Freeman's horse in it, and look, we were surrounded by a lot of good horses, but I'm glad to be on one myself, and I know that she's got it there when I need her to go.
Well, Bo, good luck. You've ridden in how many Group 1 races?
I haven't got them on count. I've ridden in a few now. I think I've ran second in about three now, I think it was, so looking to really crack one now.